nowhere. We still got some great programming ahead of us. Off the Beaten Path coming up next. Gonna keep the theme of love going on right here. Big shout out to everybody fucking with us. Keep vibing out. Till next time, we out.
Interested in making radio? How about hosting your own show? At CITR, you can make your radio dreams come true by joining a collective. From news, art, sports, to gender empowerment, accessibility, music, and the BIPOC collective, there's definitely something for everyone. Explore new worlds both virtually and at our station, and be prepared to have a blast with some new pals. For more information or to join, please visit citr.ca/get involved.
Megatron.
Now we add a little something to it. Just to encourage you. We're gonna take you to church later. Let's go!
We'll keep marching right until the victory is won.
To all my brothers out there.
Hold your head up, brother, till the victory is won.
To all my sisters in the struggle.
Keep believing, sister, till the victory is won.
Till that day.
Till that day comes.
Hey.
Let us march on.
To victory.
Till victory.
You're tuned into Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR.ca. I'm your host, East Aaron. We do this every Tuesday. What you just listened to is Lift Every Voice and Sing. I wasn't aware. It was good that I had a learning moment because I thought, well, I didn't know. I guess I should have known that. You know, that's the Black National Anthem. It's called Lift Every Voice and Sing, and they played it at the beginning of the Super Bowl. And it is like one of those interesting things, like the, I guess, incorporation of Juneteenth as a nationally, federally recognized holiday. And, you know, Lift Every Voice and Sing being recognized, you know, in one of the most watched television shows on TV, you know, incorporating that into that. But, you know, I didn't know that in Canada, that's not known, that Black people in America have their own national anthem that has been in existence since 1900. So it's just very interesting, you know, this is a Black History Fact. It's just so interesting that just singing the song is deemed un-American by some of those. If you watch some of the comments about the game and about the song, it's deemed un-American, even though it's over 130 years old. But we are broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam, Coast Salish, Tsleil-Waututh, Squamish Nations territory. That's always to be remembered, that we, you know, have the privilege of being here. And, yeah, you know, what we do here on the show is we talk about, you know, kind of what's going on here in BC, you know, what's going on here in the Lower Mainland. Some funny stuff, some serious stuff, you know, and it's a long week. You know, maybe you are laid up and you are just with your partner and you're like, you know what, I want to listen to some community radio. What is the community got for me? And you turn on 101.9 and you got me. Or maybe you're by yourself and you're like, you know, you had a long day, you had work, or cooked yourself a meal, you're like, oh, I just didn't want to go out for a drive. Well, you're with me. And, you know, as you go through the week, trying to make small talk on your Zoom calls, you can just know that you know a little bit more and just sound a little bit more interesting, you know, just a little bit deeper. Listen, you can go to work and feel good about the fact that you just learned about the Black National Anthem. Or if you already knew, you can say that you at least got to feel represented. So, listen, if you like to call into the studio, the number is 604-822-2487. You can talk about, you know, how your Valentine's Day is going. My Valentine's Day is going quite splendid. And you can also call in to give money to the fund drive. Listen, while the fund drive might be over, the week might be over, we are always welcome and in need of donations to help continue the great programming here at UBC CITR. When we get back, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about weather and also how you can protect yourself from some scams, because, listen, while it's the day of love, scammers don't sleep. If you know what I mean. Back at Off the Beaten Path here at CITR. Listen, this is, like, you already know, you're listening to CITR. This is the best radio station, not just in Vancouver, but probably in Canada. Listen, there's nowhere, especially not on a Tuesday night, that you're going to get what you get right here. So I was reading the CBC, and, you know, when I think about the articles that you can find, just kind of like what's most readily accessible to people, I find that it is so kind of terrible in a sense that there's so much, because what we end up getting that's like most accessible and also mostly widely disseminated is like the worst of the worst. Like, it's the worst. And so I look at the articles, I'm like, you know what? Let's see what the CBC's got going on this week. You know, and I feel as if every February this same article comes up and some variations of it, and also many different types where data shows Indigenous and Black people have more police interactions, advocate says. It reflects systemic racism. Now, I don't know about you, but I have been feeling that we have the same type of conversations all of the time. You know, I think I have the same conversation about having the same conversation. And it's kind of, you know, how much can you continue to keep talking about it? But you can't not talk about it. That's the crazy part. And you just know, you know, that's why places like CITR exist, so that people can talk about whatever you want, because you're not going to, you know, this is, while we keep saying studies, you know, it's like, you know, what is, okay, we've studied it. Indigenous people have been telling studies and, you know, walking up to politicians and being in regular neighborhoods and protesting and you know, committing action, saying these exact things, you know, that they've been prosecuted by the police basically since the police got here. Yeah, we, you know, keep talking about it like it's news. It's like, how do we don't even have like a system that even is like, we only talk about what just happened. So they have to keep saying a new study. Cause you can't say like study remains true. You know, it's like that doesn't get people excited. And also I feel like we've kind of grown into this sense of apathy around these types of things where we're just kind of like, it is what it is. Like I was walking today and just kind of walking back from London Drugs, like around my neighborhood and just walking through neighborhoods. And you're just like, wow, it's kind of crazy that somebody, I was just thinking like, I can never just save up enough money to get a house here. It just doesn't exist. Like you just do the math. You're like, wow. Even though I feel like I live a very comfortable life. Like even if I lived a much less comfortable life and save that money, it still would be decades before you could try to save up that type of money. It's crazy. But anyways, it's far. But, you know, it's just like, I don't know how we got from thinking about these CBC articles and you're just like, wow, I can't believe people get paid to write that. Because I feel like those are the types of jobs, we're not even around this, but when we talk about robots and taking away jobs, like those are the type of jobs that can be taken away. Writing an article like that, it's like, well, do we even need it? Like, okay, now people know this. I feel like we've got to a place, I might have said this a few years ago, which is we got to a place where like we already are aware of these things. But what happens after awareness? Like, I feel as if this is some of the issues we have with lots of stuff. You know, it's come to climate issues and even when the ways that we think about our division in our country, it's countries. It's like, okay, we're aware of why. But then what? Anyways, I'm going to tell you about what a nightmare would look like for me and how some people woke up this weekend and that was the reality.
Again, you can be mine as a friend. I can't waste time telling bitches lies cause they're gonna cry in the end. Tell one lie, that's another lie, you gotta back up. Man, I can't lie, I can't stand that. See a new rap, rubber band that. Girl, they sleeping on you like a Xanax. Reminiscing when I didn't have you. I was thinking how I was to have that. And it all falls in the end. You can't be my bitch again. It'll be fine if we're friends. You can be mine as a friend. And it all comes full circle. What you give, you get in the end. Long nights out with my kin. Days that I can't live again. I was never one to look for love. I was never one to do the drugs. I was only focused on my grind. Girlfriend fucking up the vibe. High flight fucking up the high. Even told you cause I couldn't lie. You can never say that I ain't tried. Always tell me I'm the bad guy. I got one question for you, baby. Is your love money motivated? Would you like me if I didn't make it? Would you like me if I wasn't famous? Yeah. I know you see me coming out without you, yeah. You say you won't see me, little baby, I'm with it, just give me the day. Yeah. You all in my business, asking me about bitches that been in my place. Yeah. Like, fuck out my face. Cause you said I was just your friend. And now you wanna be my girlfriend. All cousin nigga flourishing. Feel good when the table's turning. I'm flexed up in my burden. You know it's real cause it's working. I can see you as a person. Know the real you in close curtains. Yeah. Can't be my bitch again. You can be mine as a friend. I can't waste time telling bitches lies cause they're gonna cry in the end. Tell one lie, that's another lie, you gotta back up. Man, I can't lie, I can't stand that. See a new rap, rubber band that. Girl, they sleeping on you like a Xanax. Reminiscing when I didn't have you. I was thinking how I was to have that. And it all falls in the end. You can't be my bitch again. It'll be fine if we're friends. You can be mine as a friend.
back at Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR.ca. I feel like Sleep On You Like a Xanax is probably like the most overused bar in the past. It got to be 5 years. Also, I never understood people who take Xanaxes recreationally. It just doesn't sound like a good time. Not something that I'm interested in. Listen, this radio show is a drug-free zone. You know, this is support. We support healthy lifestyles here. You have to drink your weed and smoke your alcohol, and that's about it. But something that we probably should talk about, even though it might be a little too late, you know, we talk about a lot about scammers on the show. And so one of the things that happens on Valentine's Day is that, you know, people are looking for love, and love feels good. Listen, I was reading a lot on the internet where, you mostly see the worst types of, I feel like the, particularly on Twitter, it just kind of leans negative, like always leaning into negativity, always looking, leaning into negativity, and really bringing out the worst in people. But today I saw a lot of people not just celebrating their own love, but celebrating the fact that people feel good. And it felt very interesting because you don't really see that very often. Particularly, but you know, just this idea that people were rallying around this idea that it's nice to watch other people feel good and show people feeling good themselves. I think that, you know, we can very much get caught up in the negativity, especially of just how pervasive it is. I mean, there was a school shooting today, like another mass shooting. Like, I even saw a video of a girl who survived Sandy Hook, goes to Michigan State, then has another shooting, and you're like, damn, you can see this every day, like every day. And it's nice to balance that with people celebrating just a little bit of time that they feel comfortable enough to share with others. Just that kind of gratitude. So I hope if you're listening, you were able to feel a little bit of gratitude today, you know, just from, you know, if it's from all types of people in your life, maybe your partner, your friend. But this is about scamming. And, you know, while we love scams, there are limits to the scamming that we love, you know, on the show. It's not, listen, you can't really, there's a lot of dumb people in the world who need to part with their money. The problem is somehow dumb people end up finding ways to make money. I don't know how it is. But you listen to the show, you're not dumb. Maybe you have some friends that you know you have a friend and you're like, hey, I just wish this person wouldn't make such bad decisions, but maybe I can help them sometimes. And this can be a way. So online romance scammers not only have been setting people up on dates and then robbing them at gunpoint when they show up, but they've also been using artificial intelligence to scam people. Now, if you've been on probably like any kind of dating app in the past like 5 years, you know that they all have always had bots and catfishes and all types of non-people on those apps. But there's a rise of, like, as the AIs get better, it's going to be more and more of those types of things. So, and also I watch a lot of Love After Lockup. Listen, if you are a fellow Love After Lockup watcher, this is a virtual high five. But you know that there are people out there who get taken advantage of all of the time. And sometimes seems a little bit willingly. But what you see is they need a nice, good support network. So maybe if you have a friend, or maybe it's your parent, because listen, if you are like me and, you know, your mom has an active dating life, sometimes, you know, the parents are going to get on the apps. You know what I mean? Like that. Listen, if you haven't even thought about this right now and you're like, oh, wow, my mom or dad is single, and I know that they're out dating people, and they're out probably dating people on the internet, you need to talk to them about it. Listen, I'm telling you right now, listen, you need to talk to your parents about dating on the internet, because they will get scammed. Like, I had to even, you know, like, my mom probably wouldn't want me telling this, but I had to tell her, like, hey, Ma, if they don't have a profile picture, you can't, like, don't engage in conversation with them. Because, like, for us, people who are, like, native to the internet, you know, you're like, no profile picture, it's clearly a scam. I don't care what they say. Hey, how's it going? Who are you? You know? My mom doesn't know that. So I'm sure there's some things that you probably know. Listen, just go ask your parents. Help them out. Anyways, because AIs are getting smarter. And while I'd love to read about you getting scammed, I'd hate to see it. And when we give back, listen, I got some Valentine's Day music for maybe for everybody, but definitely for somebody, you know?
I always stop and smell the roses. When one door closes, another one opens. It feels really good to be noticed. I hope my bank never closes and my schedule's never open.
Back it off the Bean Path here on 101.9 CITR. Listen, call in. Tell us about your Valentine's Day, 604-822-2487. Now, I was thinking about just kind of the scammers and just how, one, you need to protect your parents. You got to be thinking about this. But they, big people are using deep fakes and changing their voices. And so, like, even this idea, I always think when I think of, like, as we look at scamming and the types of crimes that are committed, like, we have so much access to video and just kind of seeing everything, and people are, you know, do smash and grabs and break-ins and robbing people and setting up really sophisticated ways to try to rob people. And there's such a desperation just kind of deeply embedded in just kind of how, like, our day-to-day, people are desperate. And in a way that is just, that just goes unaddressed. You know, it is always interesting because, there's always continuous, like, work that needs to be done. And so when focusing on this, the types of things, it seems that we're always like, oh, yeah, it's a scam. But, like, never why. Never why are they scamming? Like, you know, I don't know if you know, I do, like, research for marketing. And so it'd be so interesting for me. If somebody pays, like, why do people steal? Like, when, I guess, companies think about loss prevention, right? And they think about, you know, they think about security. But I wonder how much thought that they put into, like, why do people steal from our store? You know, one, why do people steal from our store? One, how can you can kind of develop a space that maybe makes stealing less attractive? Or also, how can you turn people stealing into a benefit? I feel like that's what people are lacking. How can we turn scamming into a net societal benefit? The real questions that kind of need to be answered. One thing that is not a benefit, and I don't see how any benefit, is Stanley Park continuing to have conversations around this bike lane and also removing the temporary bike lane. Like, if you've ever biked from, like, downtown in Stanley Park, you have benefited, you know, especially in the past 3 years, from this bike lane that exists, that is a whole lane that allows for you to, like, pass people and get basically from downtown all the way through to Stanley Park and around Stanley Park very easily. And now they want to put the lane back to a car. And I'm curious. I wonder if they've done, I'm sure that they haven't, or if they have, they've ignored it. Like, how much better is the traffic going to be by adding one lane? Like, it's not, there's nothing you could do about it. It's going to be traffic there all the time. That's just how it is. Considering just how little or few cars can really pass through there, like, as you're going to North Van or from downtown, it just doesn't work. But so many people benefit from the bike lane. It really pisses me off. It's like one of those things that just, cause you just know it doesn't make any sense. People debate this. That's their job. Millions of dollars a year going to just debating whether we should have a bike lane or not, when it's very obvious that it should. Anyways. I didn't even tell you what the nightmare was, but this could be not a nightmare. It could be your dream. There is a group called Home by Midnight. You're listening to this show, so you're obviously a night owl, or you just like the sound of my voice up later. But there's a group called Home by Midnight that puts together dance parties and, like, club nights that start at 8 and end at 11, so people can, like, feel like they went out and not have to be out all night. And it's very interesting because I feel like that's a clear market for people, because I was reading an article and then talking to some DJs about it, just kind of the idea of how the club has changed just because of the dynamics of how people engage in the music, engage in the club. And I also see that it is sadly what I think is kind of a negative externality of phone culture. You know how many, like, there's so many videos all the time of people dancing poorly. And I, like, cell phones are great, and obviously you can do so many things with them, and you can, obviously, the cameras are nice when you need them, but so many videos of people dancing poorly. And remember, like, before you could take a video all the time, people were dancing and having a fun time, and nobody really, like, yeah, maybe they probably not feel embarrassed in the moment. You know, they're just living their life and dancing. And now we've kind of shamed everybody into this homogeneity that we act, you know, and everybody has to kind of fall in line because or fear of getting put on the internet. Like, I feel like, I don't know, this isn't my number one fear, but a fear probably for, it's like, it's probably since cell phones have been out, has been getting beat up on camera. Like, I don't know why that would be so embarrassing, because I feel like, especially, I feel like at this age, if I got beat up on camera, it would be 100% provoked by the other person, and it was just some, force that was inevitable. You know, like, I wasn't going to be able to stop this. And that might be less embarrassing as I used to think about it, where, like, I would get in a fight. And, you know, back in my days when I thought, you know, fighting was a reasonable way to solve conflict, and just getting beat up on camera. But next is then dancing on camera and getting kind of, you don't even have to go viral for it to feel bad. Like, it just has to go to a few people. Like, you know, like, sent to the wrong group chat. That's a terrible feeling. Anyways, we don't see that much dancing in the club. But home by midnight, trying to change that. So if you like going to parties, ending in the middle of the day, I mean, ending in the middle of the night, and, you know, you like to be around some people who also enjoy that, there are events for you. When we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about some funny stuff. You know, just keep it a little bit light. Because, honestly, there's some ridiculous shit that happens every day in America. And I like to share it. Sometimes, like, I'm trying to think of, what can I give you guys that gives you, like, a nice Valentine's Day feel?
It's hard to hate on the truth. I'm living enough, men hate with their lies instead. Counting cash with a phone to my ear. I feel like Meek on a private jet. Life or death, 5-5, eyes, fires, potential wifey. In the street, respected highly. In the street, protected. I do know my man, but I don't trust him. Trust that bees in the trap, disgusting. Stick with a stick, PVA, PDA. Kissed that in public, South London. Why I made my South London's why I made my first 100 elastic bands, plastic bags, two in the blue like cheese and onion. In Jamaica, quick vacation, traveling my pastime. Enough pollution in the ends. I flew back York, I wanna see starlight. Eritrean skin tone cinnamon, I think I found my princess. My empress still gonna impress. I know them man talking a kid, but it's hard to hate on the truth. I'm living enough, men hate with their lies instead. Counting cash with a phone to my ear. I feel like Meek on a private jet. Life or death, 5-5, eyes, fires, potential wifey. In the street, respected highly. In the street, protected. Any girl that I'm dating knows bags that I buy come filled with 50s. She a 10 out of 10 on a bad day. Public affection, I tell her come kiss me. I like mine obsessed, clingy. If you don't miss me, miss me. If you don't miss me, history. If you don't miss me, it's a mystery. G17 in the party, tipsy. Don't drink, that's risky. Focus, shell's gonna land like Disney. I'm putting down under Sydney. That's bae, I'll donate both my kidneys. True love, what the kid needs. And a girl from the West East Indies. I know them man talking a kid, but it's hard to hate on the truth. I'm living enough, men hate with their lies instead. Counting cash with a phone to my ear. I feel like Meek on a private jet. Life or death, 5-5, eyes, fires, potential wifey. In the street, respected highly. In the street, protected. In this world that I'm in, I you wanna take pics with the belts in the ring, but don't help in the gym. Enough girls dating their biggest haters. How a boyfriend don't want her to win. Like, rare. I want my girlfriend never wanna see me have a good time out if she ain't there. Yeah, yeah. Fly me to the moon, let me get some space. Seeing them stars in a private story, I dust that chick, she got no grace. See her X-Men, she got no taste. Hip dip, she got no waist. Body snatch, serving face. Hold my hand, personal trainer. Frequent flyer bad, she toning tan. Free my gang, 013s and 020s. Oh God knows I miss my bros. I just got a call from Joe on the phone and that mine.
down cause she worked hard for it. But blacked out so they won't see her in it. Bust down, baby, ain't tired of this. Diamonds, baby, bought all of them. Dressed up and she just was riding. Bust down, baby, ain't tired of this. Run it now. You wanna head out, the flight leaves at noon and she wanna buy Chanel, they just dropped them two bags. They want another, now you're asking for too much. Order what you like, don't have to pay about the parties at midnight. She wants to answer that, feel so bad to feel nice. But she gon' handle that, it comes with a small price.
Yeah. Yeah, I give, you take. Been keeping track like I'm a train. Even with drip, I'm feeling drained. It's getting long hair like braids, two sides. Either really rude or too nice. So before it goes left, you better move right.
Top down cause she worked hard for it. But blacked out so they won't see her in it. Bust down, baby, ain't tired of this. Diamonds, baby, bought all of them. Up and she just was riding. Bust down, baby, ain't tired of this.
I give again. Show me the play if it's a game. If there's no point, then what's the aim? It's like you're eating off my name. Again, the price of fame is really costing me. Spend again. Nothing in this life comes for free. They say the talk is cheap, furthermore it's free. If I go broke today, will you stay or leave? I felt so hard, so deep. Wore my heart upon my sleeve. Every word you say, I just believe. So call me Miss Naive.
Top down, cause she worked hard for it. But blacked out, so they won't see her in it. Bust down, baby, ain't tired of this. Diamonds, baby, bought all of them. Dressed up, and she just was riding. Bust down, baby, ain't tired of this.
Bust down, baby. Come round, save me. Been round, been up, been down lately. Been up and down lately. They call me Miss Naive, so trusting of everybody and anybody. Not if you're a bitch like me, cause of the bitch I be. I told you to be careful of me, careful honey.
They call me Miss Naive, I'm still naive. I put trust in all the ones that got me. They never really had me. See if you cough up with me, be real with me. You got to be careful loving me, careful honey.
Yeah, something I'm trying to do. What you see? You don't know what's that's a beast there. Me no eat from nobody. Me never eat from nobody.
You back with All The Bean Path here on 101.9 CITR.ca. Listen, shit is crazy. I feel like we've been, you listen to the radio show, have probably, you know who Jeffrey Epstein is and Ghislaine Maxwell. Like, these are things that we talk about, people talk about for a long time about how, he was used for sex trafficking and by sex trafficking, like minors. With famous people. And it was just, you know, as you continue to hear more and more things, you're just like, wow, how's nobody going to jail? The Epstein estate has to pay the Virgin Islands $105 million because of the crimes committed there. But yet nobody goes to jail. Like, I don't understand. I understand, but also it's like there's no way to hold people accountable if there's no way to hold people accountable, right? So it's like, how do people get punished? Or who gets punished? You know, it's always some, it doesn't make any sense. It's just kind of maddening to see, because you also sound, it's also so easy to just kind of fall into a, everything is rigged. So like, why do anything? Because you kind of have to always be doing something, you know, trying. I don't even know what something is, you know, that, like, I'm programmed to also always be thinking, oh, you're always gonna do something, because it just feels kind of, there's so much good stuff, you know, that you gotta, you got to just kind of pick it up and keep moving. Anyways, there is, it's something funny about, you know, this past week, just there have been, just think of how many times have you heard somebody talk about, or you've read like a article or come across it, you know, just kind of an alert about the United States and Canada shooting down balloons and letting us know that they're not UFOs. Like, I find that comical, even in the sense of, you know, right on the heels of saying you have to be positive about thinking about how things can possibly change, you know, and how we may be able to hold people accountable. Because obviously the Virgin Islands is holding the estate accountable, but those aren't people, you know, and those are people who made those decisions, and not just made those decisions, but to commit those actions anyways. We're not going to hold those people accountable. But yet we are going to spend time talking about how there's no UFOs and it's not a Chinese spy balloon, which sounds just as ridiculous as weapons of mass destruction. And we've talked about this. I continue to say we've talked about this, just this idea that weapons of mass destruction sounds so 90s James Bondish. Like, so does Chinese weather, Chinese spy balloon. Like, it just sounds so video game made up that it's just really kind of hard to see how we just continue to kind of just keep doing it over and over, you know, just kind of keep falling for it and keep allowing them to have conversations and talk about it. But it makes sense, because if you are, who's asking the questions, you know, and what is kind of the goal? If you want to kind of cause a stir within Black History Month, then you could probably fall in Idris Elba's footsteps. You know, Idris Elba this week said that he no longer wants to be designated as a Black actor, just as an actor. And it's, for me, it's such an interesting, I always say it's so interesting. It is wild, and also something you can only do when you have a British accent. Like, I mean, people try to do it who don't have British accent. Like, there's a lot of, you know, particularly when you reach a certain place in your career. I think we even heard it with Lil Yachty. You know, he just came out with a new album, and he said he wants to, you know, do something more artistic and get away from rap music, as if rap is not art. And so, like, there's this idea that, you know, when you, and it's not even just an idea, because it is a strong pressure when you get into these spaces and you want to, you know, quote unquote grow, and your growth is to be into the mainstream, which is the, you know, dominant white culture. You have to, or these people are, you know, they're pressured, feel the pressure to kind of shed this idea of them being, you know, designated as so, like, narrowly Black. And it's kind of sad that they don't feel that, you know, they can explore, or even, you know, explore their artistry within kind of a wider idea, you know, or even that feel like that label is holding them back. And, but like I said, but like with the Idris Elba, it's something you can only say when you have a British accent and you kind of sound fancy. And people are just like, I feel like when you have a British accent, you know, Idris Elba, people just let him say whatever he wants. Because, you know, I feel like at one time, if you were like ever, maybe not ever, but if you were in recent times, like, you know, maybe GQ's Sexiest Man of the Year, and you have a British accent, and you're kind of tall, people probably let you say what you want a lot of the time, and you can just get away with it. So I feel like, you know, hopefully he's learning a little bit today, just kind of about getting educated about what that means to people and what that means to his fans. Because I think that that's like a important note, is that when people try to kind of distance themselves, it's like, who are you distancing yourselves from, and where are you pushing yourself to? And maybe, I mean, I'm sure he probably knows a lot better than I do. Maybe for him, he's made these calculations and has decided that that's the direction he's going to go in. And while that's fair, I think that it's a little sad, because it's something that I feel like if you, you know, if you are black and you get high in your career, maybe that's something that you might have to deal with, especially when your company makes, or, you know, Vaughn tells you to, or just ask, you know, to write something. When we come back, we're going to talk about a nice rescue story about somebody and their dog that was found 8 years later. Maybe I've given it away, but I promise you there is, it gets a little bit more interesting than that.
Edgy baby, it's your baby.
Sorry.
I be one woman type of man, shamelessly love a man. No. Only you is all I see. Love you forever, that's the plan. I owe you better life. Oh. Only you, you is all I see. Oh my boo, you do me like Sena Juju. Hey, I need you, part of my skin like tattoo. Oh my boo, you do me like Sena Juju. Don't leave my side, you give me life, yeah, yeah. Baby, oh, 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 oh. Back up, now so you lock in my heart, oh. No vacancy, oh, church, I got up. Hey, Kelly, nobody badder, badder than you, 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 you. Back up, if anyone try, my lady, knock up. Oh, sweetie, baby, oh, fin sala. Hey, Kelly, nobody badder, badder than you, you.
Don't want nobody but my boo, hey. We kicking shit like Luke, hey. She wanna, she the truth, hey. And I'm a W like Wu Tangy and sweet, taste like piña colada. Love that Bottega, love that Louis V and Prada. No makeup, she's still hot like Sahara.
Wait, she's really hot.
Oh, I'ma have to put her in a coop. Mansion in the hills with a coop. I like the way she take this bamboo. She said, if you love me, give my name tattoo.
Fuck em, now so you lucky my heart too. Fuck em, no vacancy or cha-cha. Fuck em, hey, girl ain't nobody badder, badder than you, 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 you. Fuck em, if anyone try my lady. Fuck em, oh sweetie baby, open salad. Hey, girl ain't nobody badder, badder than you.
I be one woman type of man, oh, and I'm in love. No be lying, not with you, I know. For life, not with you, I want. For life, nobody be like my woman.
Nobody be like my woman.
You're back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR. Listen, a Kansas family found their missing dog 8 years later and 1,000 miles away in Idaho. Their dog went missing in Wichita in 2015 and was found 1,000 miles later. One, it's crazy that they were even still looking for this dog. I just always assumed that when dogs got out, they just didn't survive. But I guess if they were stolen, that if they got stolen, then, you know, then that's that. Like the dog, they said the dog had been microchipped. I thought the microchipped would allow the GPS, but apparently not. Nobody ever got in touch with them. What happened was Roscoe had, somebody had purchased a microchip scanner recently for lost pets and scanned the dog just kind of like randomly scanned the dog and found out that it was missing and sent them back the dog, which is kind of crazy because she feels like the dog remembers them. I don't know. If you were a dog and you kind of lived like 8 years is a long time and they had the dog before, I'm like, I don't know, man. I'd probably kind of want to be where I was at as long as the house was decent, but you know, I'm not a dog, so you never know. Maybe you would want to go back to like your original owner. What else was lost? There was over 2 tons of cocaine found floating in the Pacific Ocean. Now, I feel like this is something that, you know, we've all thought about, which is like, what would you do if you found a lot of money or you found drugs? I don't know. If I found a lot of drugs, I feel like the first thing you do is you leave them alone and you pretend like you never found them. Not just because I don't know what to do with that, but also I feel like I watch, like the type of TV I watch is not like true crime, but it all has some element to do with some type of cartel. Like I think a lot of drugs, think of the cartel. I think of a lack of value for human life. And I'm going to let you know that right now that scares me a little bit. So, but anyways, this happened over the weekend. Someone found 200 and I guess, was it 200, 2,000 pounds? I don't know. It was 20 tons, two and a half tons of cocaine just floating. And of course, they called the authorities. But I wouldn't even know if I would have done that. I would have just pretended like I never saw it and floated right past it. Anyways, we do this every Tuesday, 10 to 11. I hope you had a great Valentine's Day. I hope you had a great time listening to Crimes and Treasons from 8 to 10. And you can listen to me off the beaten path here from 10 to 11. Today was a little hard for me to get through. I was cooked. I'm not going to lie. I'm glad you were here with me. Listen, you might have been a little bit dabbling yourself. And if you were, I'm glad we're on the same wavelength. Until next time, I'm East Arian, and I'm out.
You're an American. Man, how could you think you're an American and you have never had any kind of American treat over here? You have never, never. 10 men can be sitting at a table eating, you know, dining. And I can come and sit down where they're dining. They're dining. I got a plate in front of me, but nothing is on it. Because all of us are sitting at the same table, are all of us diners? I'm not a diner until you let me dine. Then I become a diner. Just being at the table with others who are dining doesn't make me a diner. And this is what you got to get in your head here in this country. Just because you're in this country doesn't make you an American. And no, you got to go farther than that before you can become an American. You got to enjoy the fruits of Americanism. And you have